Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bamil. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online, we have is Mawlana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, how are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, and we also take this opportunity of greeting all our esteemed listeners on Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, we were discussing, we're just completing the last portion of our topic on understanding modern technology, social media, Facebook, etc. And last week we said that we are going to complete, just do a recap of all the hadith that we did while we were discussing the topic social media. And we mentioned that there was plus minus about 40 hadith, and we have covered, I think, between 17 and 18 hadith, Mawlana.
That's correct, Mawlana. It's absolutely correct. And if you allow me, let's continue from here, Mawlana.
Gee, perfect.
The hadith, the first hadith rather, that we're going to do today, that relates to social media, is with regards to the evil eye. The effect of the evil eye is a fact. And this is a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari, rahimahumullah. The words of the hadith is that the effect of the evil eye is a fact. Now, the evil eye is what results after burning jealousy. A believer understands that jealousy destroys good deeds and tries to guard against it. A truly evil person, however, lets it go unchecked. And when this happens, it causes a negative effect on the object of jealousy. It gives shayateen the fuel to get to the other person. So this is what is talked. We talk about the evil eye, we talk about it in terms of nazar. And the evil eye is what results after someone becomes jealous. Now, as a believer, as a Muslim, you understand and you should know that if you harbor jealousy in your heart for anyone, it would destroy your own good deeds. And therefore it is necessary for a believer to try to guard against harboring jealousy for any other person. However, an evil person, a person who does not guard against harboring jealousy for others, lets this characteristic of jealousy go unchecked. And when this happens, it causes a negative effect on the object of jealousy, and it causes a negative effect on the person on whom you have jealousy for. And this gives shaitan the fuel to get to the other person. And this is actually what we talk about, nazar, evil eye. A few years ago, we did a full program when we were discussing, Mawlana, on radio, when we spoke about witchcraft, jadu, magicians, magic, sihr, and amils, and we also had a detailed discussion on nazar at that time, so our listeners can get the CDs from radio and listen to them. However, there is no harm in enjoying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. The good blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounties of Allah, talk about it. Or enjoy the good blessings of Allah, but it is blameworthy to flaunt them, to show them in such a way as to make people feel bad, or in such a way to make people envious. Now, the obvious method of this is flagrantly boastfully showing off your wealth, showing off your possessions, but it can also apply to flaunting your, boastfully posting pictures of your wife or your spouse, your children, and even experience exotic holidays, vacations. Now remember that not everyone who has friended you on social media is actually your friend or wishes good for you. And therefore it is necessary for us to utilize social networks with caution. It must not be that we become the targets of evil eye unwittingly by posting that which causes other people to bear and harbor jealousy for what blessings Allah has granted us. So the hadith that we have done now is the effect of evil eye is a fact, as recorded by Rasulullah said by Rasulullah, recorded by Imam Bukhari. And we learn from that we need to be very careful how we use social media to make manifest the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this is, in today's time, I think, in my humble opinion, one of the basic negative effects of social media. We find so many people going through so many difficult times in their homes, with their spouses, with their children. And there is a great possibility that it is an effect of the evil eye. It is the effect of nazar. And as a result of our own actions by which we make manifest and expose the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on social media. I think, Amana, we had discussed about this previously, but this just as a recap from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another aspect on another hadith that I want to discuss is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and the lesson that we draw from this hadith is watch what you say. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, a person utters a word thoughtlessly. In other words, without thinking about it, without thinking about its being good or bad. And as a result of this, he falls down into the fire of Jahannam, deeper than the distance between the east and the west. This hadith is recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Just reflect on the words of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person utters a word thoughtlessly, without thinking about its being good or not. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and as a result of this, as a result of him uttering a word thoughtlessly, he falls into the fire of Jahannam deeper than the distance between the east and the west. Now, this narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a reminder of our etiquettes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem regularly warns us about speaking without knowledge. We often feel pressured to say something. We often feel pressured on social media to share our opinions on a matter, not realizing that we may be ignorant, not realizing that we may be incorrect, not realizing that whatever we're sharing or the opinion we are expressing on social media may just be based on an assumption and most probably be incorrect. So the lesson that we learn from this hadith is be mindful of leaving a negative comment about someone. It is bad enough to say something to a person in person, but online it becomes public and it is recorded. Can we imagine a one-liner that you posted, multiplying bad deeds months or years out? So, the lesson from this hadith is, watch what you post on social media. This brings us to another aspect which we had discussed in detail, the aspect of backbiting, the aspect of gossip. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, and reflect on these ahadith. We need to understand that these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are making mention of is not for the mere purpose of knowing, for the mere purpose of information, but rather to reflect on these ahadith and also to put into practice that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, among my people, the one who is bankrupt is the one who, after praying, fasting, paying his zakah, arrives on the day of Qiyamah, having cursed one person, or having slandered another, assaulted another, and misappropriated the wealth of someone else. Then those people will be given of his good deeds. And if his good deeds run out before redress is made, then some of their sins will be taken from them and put upon him. then as a result he will have no good deeds and he is now insolvent. Then he will be cast into the fire of Jahannam. This hadith is in Muslim. Now social media is a medium based on connections to others. This is the currency of social media, to be connected to people. And social media is a medium based on connections to others. This naturally lends itself to constantly talking about other people. Backbiting is one of the worst sins in Islam, as has been mentioned in the Quran. And wala tajassasu, and do not spy. Wala taghdab, and do not backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? We spoke about this at length, and we actually gave an imagery of a funeral and the dead body is lying. And I don't want to go into that, but just be careful when using social media. It must not happen that which you post is in reality backbiting and gossip. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I would call it, is don't cause drama by the use of social media. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, do you know what calumny is? And they said, no, Allah and His Messenger know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, telling people what other people have said in order to create dissension between them. This is a hadith recorded in Adab al-Mufrad. Telling people what other people have said in order to create dissension between them. A person who spreads calumnies will never enter Jannah. This is sometimes done overtly, sometimes passively, sometimes aggressively. There is a particular high tendency for doing these types of things by way of screenshots, email forwards. Do your best to ensure that you never help further any type of split between two people. Again, social media, because of the comfort level that we use this, is an ideal opportunity for us to spread dissension between people by just forwarding and, you know, just saying, sent as received. Remember, be careful what you post. This brings us to another hadith, which, and all of these ahadith and all that which we've discussed or which we are discussing under the caption of these ahadith, we had, alhamdulillah, discussed them in detail, but this is just as a conclusion or a recap. Seeking likes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his hadith, it is mentioned that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, direct me to an act which if I do it, Allah will love me and people will love me. Direct me to an act which if I do it, Allah will love me and people will love me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the man, detach yourself from the world and Allah will love you. Detach yourself from what is with people and the people will love you. Reflect on the words of the hadith. The man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Oh Allah's Messenger, direct me to a deed, an act which if I do it, Allah will love me and people will love me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, detach yourself from the world and Allah will love you. Detach yourself from what is with people, from people liking you. Detach yourself from what is with people and people will love you. Now, when it comes to social media, we are constantly seeking the approval of others. We are constantly seeking people to follow you. We carefully monitor our status updates to see the number of likes, to see the number of retweets, to see the number of comments we get. Our phones are set to alert us for every instance of this. We know off the top of our heads how many friends and followers we have. This hadith gives us this caution as to how to use social media and not be concerned about how many likes people have about us. Another very, very amazing hadith that we can relate to social media is getting a cheap laugh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, "Woe to him who tells things speaking falsely to make people laugh thereby. Woe to him, woe to him." This is a hadith in Abu Dawood. "Woe to him who tells things speaking falsely to make people laugh. Woe to him, woe to him." Now, everything in the social networking age boils down to traffic. How many likes, how many views, how many comments, how many shares, how many hits can you get? When this is the bottom line, and the way we seek to be validated, it forces us to compromise our principles. It forces us to compromise our judgment. And one unfortunate example of this is seeing Muslims making videos where they prank people, where they prank some their parents with some kind of devastating news just to get a reaction out of them, to prank people with some news just to get a reaction out of people and then post it on YouTube. And we see so much of this. This type of behavior, this type of action just to get views is abhorrent to say the least, and in clear contradiction with the prophetic etiquettes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith that is also related to social media is, which we spoke at length in our previous discussions, is don't use a fake persona. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, from the most evil of people is the two-faced person who shows one face to one group of people and a different face to another. It's always strange to meet someone that projects one thing online and something completely different in person. How you portray yourself online should be congruent. It should be in sync with reality. And this is something that goes both ways. Some try to appear more pious online, and some try to appear a little bit naughty, sometimes a bit rebellious. Represent yourself honestly, truthfully, whether it is in real life or whether it is in social media. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which relates to privacy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if any person peeps at you without your permission and you poke him with a stick and injure his eyes, you will not be blamed. Our deen emphasizes going out of our way to protect people from harm. Now, to poke someone's eye out for violating privacy shows its severity. Not everyone knows how to properly set their privacy. That is why it's an individual responsibility to respect other people's privacy. One of the biggest pain points for privacy is respecting the hijab. And this includes posting pictures without permission of someone, and also creeping or stalking someone's profile. This is a serious issue that cannot be taken lightly. And again, it is so apparent and so frequent with social media, which brings us to the issue of eavesdropping. In another hadith recorded in Adab al-Mufrad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever eavesdrops on a conversation of other people when they do not want him to listen or they move away from him, molten lead will be poured into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. The key here is understanding what people do not want heard. A person may post something. A person may post something without understanding their privacy settings, or have a conversation. A person may post something without understanding people's privacy settings, or have a conversation that they do not want others to interfere in. Their wishes in this must be strictly respected. Sometimes we also do seemingly harmless things that constitute eavesdropping, such as taking someone's phone and going through their text messages without their permission. And this all falls under the whole subject of eavesdropping. Whoever eavesdrops, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the conversation of other people when they do not want him to listen, or they move away from him, molten lead will be poured into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating to social media is, which I would call is, be present. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is something that has become such an irrit, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced a person when he spoke to a person. He faced the person he spoke to with his chest and body. When he addressed someone, he completely turned his face towards that person. He did not give a side glance at people. This is recorded in the Shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just reflect. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced a person when he spoke to him with his chest and body. When he addressed someone, he completely turned his face towards that person. He did not give a side glance. Now, a modern display of bad manners, a display of bad manners in our time has become conversing with one person while simultaneously texting someone else. This is a sheer display of bad manners. Conversing with someone while simultaneously texting someone else. And we are proud to say that I'm multitasking and I'm able to do that. Are you even superior than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying that you are able to multitask? Rasulullah could do that. But he, when he spoke to people, he faced people. He addressed them completely. Even the simple act of glancing at your phone while speaking to someone can give the impression that you have something better to do than speaking to this person. Be fully present in your conversation with others, especially when it comes to people like your parents, your partners, your children, your friends. And this is one other major problem. It's actually becoming an addiction where people speak to others without facing them. May Allah protect us.
Amen.
Excluding a third person. This is another aspect with social media. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when three people are sitting together, then two of them should not hold a secret conversation excluding the third person. Wait to be in a larger group so as not to upset the other person. Hadith recorded in Sahih Bukhari. When three people are sitting together, then two of them should not hold a secret conversation excluding the third person. Wait to be in a larger group so as not to upset the other person. It is amazing how applicable this is in our times. What is referenced here is for two people to not speak secretly to one another while in a group of three, because it makes the other person feel excluded. We find that this happens commonly now. The greatest example being two people texting each other to exclude someone else in their company while trying to make it look like they are texting someone else. Subhanallah. Now, when people do that, they are actually victim of what this hadith mentions. And those that do it don't realize that the person they are excluding also does that sometimes. So he exactly knows what you are doing. There are a few people and you want to pass a message, so you text the other person, making that you're speaking to someone else. Meanwhile, you texting about the person that is sitting with you in the company. So this is another major problem with social media. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there are four things that whoever has them, then he is a hypocrite. There are four things, four characteristics, that whoever has them, then he is a munafiq, he is a hypocrite. Whoever has one attribute from among them, then he has an attribute of hypocrisy until he leaves it. And what are these four? When he speaks, he lies. When he breaks his promises, he is vulgar whenever he argues. And whenever he makes an agreement, he proves treacherous. Now, lying on social media is sometimes, we often do inadvertently, not knowingly, unwittingly. For example, a person may request you to make dua for someone. Can you hit the like button and leave a comment saying, okay, but then never make dua for them. It is just as important to keep your word online as it is in person. From this, one of my asatiza once mentioned that in a class of ours, that whenever someone asks you to make dua, don't just say inshallah. At that moment, make some dua for him. Inshallah, the benefit of that will be the malaika will say ameen to him and you will benefit from that. The second thing that we spoke about that results in hypocrisy is vulgarity. And this is a major issue as well. People tend to become more courageous from behind a keyboard, and this makes what would normally be a run-of-the-mill disagreement turn into an aggressive exchange of words and obscenities. What was the hadith? Whoever has one attribute among the four, he has an attribute of hypocrisy. He is vulgar when he argues. Now, vulgarity is a major issue. And people tend to become more courageous from behind a keyboard. And this makes what would normally be a normal disagreement turn into an aggressive exchange of abusive language and obscenities. So we need to understand the effects of social media and how you use it in the light of these hadith. Another hadith which relates to social media is, don't get involved in unnecessary arguments and debates. Leave debates alone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, I guarantee a house in Jannah for the one who gives up arguing, even if he is in the right. And I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for a man who abandons lying, even if he were joking. And I guarantee a house in the upper part of Jannah for the one who actively corrected his manners. Now, debates on the internet are a black hole. Debates on social media is like a black hole that sucks you in. It wastes your time and produces nothing of value. How I wish that those that debate on social media only realize this. Because these debates quickly degenerate into a personal attacks. And one of the greatest tricks of the internet is to make you feel accomplished. It makes you feel accomplished and productive after giving your views in a debate and refuting someone else. This is one of the greatest tricks of the internet. One of the greatest tricks of social media is to make you feel accomplished. Make you feel productive. That, I've given it to him. After giving your views in a debate or refuting someone else. This hadith teaches us to be less concerned about being right and more concerned about upholding good moral conduct. This hadith teaches us to be less concerned about being right and more concerned about upholding good moral conduct, no matter what the circumstances is. And this goes so far as to include not lying, even if it is a joke. Another aspect of social media which I would like to address is, one should know your role, you should know your position, you should know what is your purpose. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that there will come to the people years of treachery, when the liar will be regarded as honest and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. A traitor will be regarded as loyal and the loyal will be regarded as a traitor. And the ruwai bidah will decide matters. It was said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, who are the ruwai bidah? He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, ignorant people who comment on public affairs. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the ruwai bidah will decide matters. And it was asked, who are these people? And Rasulullah said, ignorant people who comment on public affairs. People online love to show others that they care about causes. They care about issues. They care about Islam. They care about, human rights. Or that they are socially, politically, or religiously active by commenting on anything and everything. This has given rise to a culture of outrage trolling. This having a comment about everything and showing that you are active socially, politically, religiously, by commenting on anything and everything, this has given rise to a culture which I would call outrage trolling, where people simply wait around for something to get upset and then post statuses about it. It is not necessary to have an opinion about every issue or comment on it. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so beautiful in this field. Then let's talk about another aspect about social media. Maintain good ties with your family. Maintain good ties with your family. Spread greetings of salam. Feed others. Uphold the ties of kinship. And pray during the night when people are sleeping. And you will enter Jannah with peace, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah said, spread the greeting of salam. Feed others. Uphold the ties of kinship. And pray during the night when people are sleeping, and you will enter Jannah with peace. What we learn from here is, maintaining good ties with family is heavily emphasized in Islam. And this is one place where social media really makes it easy to perform a good deed with maximum reward. Use your social networks to facilitate staying in touch with relatives as much as possible. The end of this hadith gives us a quick reminder about our time. Don't spend so much time on social networks that you stay up all night connecting with everyone else except Allah. Don't spend so much time on social networks that you stay up all night connecting with everyone else except Allah. What does the hadith say? Spread the greeting of salam, feed others, uphold the ties of kingship, and subhanallah, pray during the night when people are sleeping, and you will enter paradise with peace. Maulana, we've covered quite a bit of a hadith. I think if we can stop here, and inshallah, we will continue next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
That's okay with you.
That is perfect. Jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak to Maulana, not next week, I think next week is a public holiday, the week after, Maulana.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
If Allah wills.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.